Indiana is one of two states that doesn't allow DACA recipients access to in-state college tuition. WFYI's Sydney Dauphiné reports on Eli Lilly's latest grants to make education access more equitable for Indiana's immigrant population. Indiana is one of two states that doesn't allow DACA recipients access to in-state college tuition. WFYI's Sydney Dauphiné reports on Eli Lilly's grants to make education access more equitable for Indiana's immigrant population.
Last week, Eli Lilly announced it is giving $500,000 to local nonprofits that assist deferred action for childhood arrivals recipients, or DREAMers. The announcement comes after a bill that would give DREAMers access to in-state tuition ultimately failed to make it out of the State House. Patrick Johnson is the vice president of Eli Lilly. He says the company hopes for legislation that gives immigrant populations equitable access to higher education and good jobs.
We proudly employ DACA recipients, and we strongly advocate for sensible immigration reforms. And we think it's important to support a very diverse and skilled workforce.
The money was given to the Indiana Latino Institute, Indiana Undocumented Youth Alliance, La Plaza, and Sociedad Amigos de Colombia. Applicants may apply for educational assistance through any of these organizations or through the Central Indiana Community Foundation. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.